Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I'm joined by my co-host today, Luca Mino. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's going on with you guys tonight?
Oh, man. It's just day after day with certain things, you know. I've been doing my best to try to spread the word of everything. Basically just hopping on social media, just to do what I should have been able to do years ago. I know you guys have heard me complain, especially on the Red Pill Nation, how MeWe and Minds had kicked me off their networks. But I came across the realization that they didn't actually do that. Because I had recently made an account with the social 1776, and, you know, just it's the same pattern. After one or two days of having the account and starting to grow it and connect with people, all of a sudden, you know, I'm signed out, password doesn't connect, it'll tell me that the password is no longer valid, that sort of thing. So it's like, okay, there's a pattern here. I'm not actually being kicked off these networks. It's just somebody going into these people's systems and just changing my information, making it impossible for me to get back into my account. So I picked up on that pattern, and, you know, it's like, wow, you know what? This is great. You know, I'm gonna get in contact with some forensics companies, a lawyer that can be able to contact all these companies, and, you know, expose this whole thing. But I was spending the week trying to collect more evidence. Now there's like 20, 30 of these other little sites that, you know, I signed up for, and, well, I guess, you know, there's a remote neural monitoring. You know, those people can change your minds on what it is that you're doing, and I say, but they never respond to that. Somebody must be listening to me through these devices, through my computers or phones or something, because I've not been cut off from one social network yet. it's whenever I'm ready to get litigious, that, you know, stuff, they back off. Stuff starts working again. So it's like every time I'm ready to spring the trap on them, the little rat decides it doesn't want to take the cheese. It runs away. Which is hilarious to me. Yeah, so that's just what I've been going through the past few days. The quick update with yourself there, Luca, before we move on with the show.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from Lauren. And maybe...
spoil it.
No, but you know what? Maybe we can actually segue into Lauren with my... with the first thing that I'd like to give to the show tonight, which is bandwidth. People's bandwidth. I'm sure she's got a lot to say about that one. You know, versus the Matrix and what's going on. You know, a lot of, you know, the first one person I was talking to tonight, they said they think the Matrix is cracking because, you know, there's different people that look like Bill Gates. There's different people that look like Fauci. There's different people that, you know, they don't look the same. You take pictures of them, they don't look like the same people. Like there's something going on. And they're saying the Matrix is cracking. Really interesting, and I'm really getting into that, and I want to offer some of that tonight. But anyway, it's going to be fun, and I have a special clip for you as well, so to address all that. Looking forward to hearing from Lauren, and it's an honor to be on the show again.
Okay, so go ahead and play the clip, and I will introduce the guest.
Well, unless you want to save the clip for later, it's up to you.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
But I am totally convinced that there is now on the earth enemies of the human race that is changing the evolution of the human race from what it was supposed to be in its creation, as opposed to where the dark powers of the world are now leading the human race into a different world.
Do you think it's possible that these people can be stopped?
For myself, I do not believe America or the world at large is going to be able to extricate itself out of this situation. No, I do not believe it's possible. And the reason why is because the people are too stupid. They're too ill-informed, ignorant, ill-informed, unread, self-centered, egotistical, materialistic, and downright stupid. And they don't care. Basically speaking, people don't care.
That's it. That's what I want to get into tonight. Woo! It's going to be an offering for me.
Yes, Jordan Maxwell, please rest in peace. Yeah. Last time I spoke to him, yeah, he just... It was very sad.
I knew you had a good connection with him. That's why I thought of you when I fell on this one today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, so... Although Luca jumped ahead, everybody. Yes, we do have a guest today. I would like to introduce her.
Can I?
She's a show favorite. She's a show favorite. Is Locked Dr. Loaded. Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm ready to go. I'm just sitting here listening to Jordan Maxwell, and God bless him. But this is what I keep trying to explain to people. There's no such a thing as life without the truth, and God is truth. So when you're confused or not sure, and you can't put your confidence in, you know, when you're talking about his end-of-life experience and how sad he was, you know, you put all this time in trying to save people and save your country, and in the end, you look around, and they are. I call them the new American ace, arrogant, ignorant, and selfish. They are so arrogant, they think they'll always be free. Because they don't remember what it is not to be free. I come from slaves. I remember. I mean, you know, it's part of our history. It's like the Hebrews. It's part of their history. But for the people in America, it's just like, yeah, well, you know, I've always been free, and I expect to be free, and I don't want to work for it, and I don't want to know how to do anything or, you know, count my vote or raise my children or, you know, hold my public servants accountable. You know, they don't want to do anything. So they're arrogant. They're ignorant. They don't know how anything works, but you can't hardly blame them because everybody's put their children in schools for, what are we, fourth generation now? And basically, okay, so we're dumb as a box of rocks.
Lauren, what I'll do is I'll repeat what he said because I love it. As soon as I heard that, I wrote the whole thing out. It's because the people are too stupid. They're too ill-informed. They're too ignorant, unread, self-centered, egotistical, excuse me, materialistic, and downright stupid. He says it twice. And they don't
care. There
you go. You know, for the last 20 years.
But they were built that way.
I've always said the people, I've always said the government doesn't care. And it's true, the government doesn't care, and they never did. But this is...
No, the government does care. The government does care very much. And they're doing their plan. They're working their plan. They use
the
tools,
care about
like
us.
Charlotte Iserby said, DeliberateDumbingDown.com, that the schools would be used in order to destroy the children's education and then to run the communities from the schools with the children supervising and ratting on the parents. So it's exactly what they're building. They're not mistaken. They're not incompetent. They're not inept. They're evil. The opposite of live. To live, you do things God's way. You know, he says, I've given you the breath of life. They say, put on a mask, don't breathe. He says, be fruitful and multiply. They say, no, don't have babies. He says, men shouldn't wear women's clothes and vice versa.
Oh,
they
come on.
No,
we've had so much fun.
We want fanny story time.
We had so much fun for the last 2,000 years making people wear a mask. Come on, we have to stop doing that? Really?
Well, you know what? Let me throw something in here. Because I have to share my experience this morning, because something I do to wake myself up, I'll watch like Audit the Audit or some one of these auditing channels because I don't drink coffee. So today's episode was about a cop. Well, actually, before that, I actually watched a video about BlackRock and just listening to this lady just list all the companies, not even all of them, just the more notable companies that they own most of the stocks in. And then I watched this Auditing the Audit video, and there's this, you know, this the dumb, ignorant cop gets out of the vehicle puts his face into a situation, tries to make things more than what it is, becomes, verbally reactive and escalating situation, becomes even to the point physically violent, trying to destroy camera phones and that sort of thing. And it's like, these auditors are trying to help you. Okay? And they're not just being a-holes, because, you know, one of these days, your master is not going to back you anymore. One of these days, your master is going to control everything as such. They're not going to overlook you selling drugs. They're not going to overlook you pimping hoes. They're not going to overlook you just killing any random person that you want. So you better have your stuff clean when the hammer comes down. Because there's going to be a day where everybody is going to be under such scrutiny, because that's the level of control that we'll be under.
Okay, but nobody's going to be safe. Envisioning what they want to build. I'm sitting here saying, when are we going to see Fauci in a cage? When are we going to see Peter Daszak? When are we going to see Bill Gates? When are we going to see the people who did this? You know, Obama. When are we going to see them in jail for the criminal activity? When the people...
That'll never happen, dear.
Wait. I didn't finish. Arrogant, ignorant, they don't understand, but that's because they were in schools where they're actually tested to see how dumb they are. That's what all those tests are testing for, just to see how well they programmed you and how stupid you are. And then selfish, because we just don't care. Truly, we do not care. But again, the Bible speaks to that. You know, this is our fault. We can change it any time. People keep acting like somehow or another we need their permission, we need their effort. No, what they're doing is hijacking our effort, our energy, and telling us that it's theirs to use, and we have to direct it toward them. We don't have to. I raise my children. I don't ask permission to raise my children. I don't ask anybody what to teach them. I don't give them tests from the state. None of your damn business. They're my children. They're going to learn what I say they learn. They're going to get beat when I need to beat them. You know, they're going to work in the garden. They're going to, you know, my children are outstanding human beings. They're just wonderful people. And they are highly motivated. They love their lives. They love to be of service and to be constructive. That's the purpose of our being. And what we've done is we've put them in schools, taught them all about how to be grown-ups before they're even children. You know, let's talk about tranny story time and my, you know, private parts. Oh, my goodness. And moms and dads are letting them. It's like letting that Richard Thomas swim in there with your daughters, change his clothes in there with your daughters, talking about he still likes women. What? You know, he's in the bathroom with your daughters with all his stuff, and mommy and daddy aren't doing anything about it? Well, again, this is the selfishness. We think we have a right to these children, but we don't feel like any obligation to actually raise them correctly.
So this is where we're going. This is why V and I want to talk so much about the Protocols of Zion and what the outline plan is and what their playbook is. And Jordan Maxwell really, really nailed it. And I thought it'd be a really good way to start the show. And also with the divide and conquer, I'm sure, V, you must be reeling about that too. And my, you know, a family member even kind of slap me in the face with it today, you know? You have a really soft writing, that was written. I'm not sure by who, but I got it on TLBtalk.com today, and it's anybody can read it, but it's addressing what's going on in government. It's addressing what's happening with their agenda. And when she wants to talk about it, it's fine. But I give that to her by email. She comes back and she says, I do not have the bandwidth for this. Nor I, nor my husband have the bandwidth for
this.
Again,
why are we investing our lives watching and reading and paying attention to their BS? If you really want to
see that,
I've watched this for 20 years. And it's like all this tax stuff. Oh, this law and that law. And Ralph Winterode finally died. And poor man, he, you know, still has, you know, in court over all these things. What are you doing? No man has the right to take the fruit of your labor. That is your energy, your body, your freedom is given to you by God. There is no man that can lay any claim to it except through contract that you volunteer into. And again, that's where our ignorance shows. If you've never checked out Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv, and understand, watch, there's like a 7-minute video. Watch and understand who you are. But the thing is, it should be simpler than that. Did any man make you? If a man didn't make you, does he have a right to rule you? It's very simple. I don't have a right to rule my children after they're 20. But until they're 20, I'm their only ruler. Me and their father.
20.
We're their 20, only ruler.
We need like about we need about 10 million more like her.
Yeah, you know what? I was like, Dr. Lauren, are you married?
I love her attitude.
Yeah, well, it's interesting conversation, that one. But here's the reason why people are ready to pay attention. There's no more government cheese. There's no more free goodies. That's all the goodies are going to the foreigners. 2 million ran up in here last year. They're getting free hotels. They got flights in and around the country, you know. You can't even live up under a bridge. My uncle got killed living under a bridge, a Vietnam veteran, and he was in a wheelchair.
See,
he had been to the hospital,
sad.
And when he came back, he had a bunch of foreigners in his spot, and they got in a fight and stabbed him to death. This is this past summer. I mean, my Aunt Bibi got killed with the COVID. My father-in-law.
No, isn't that the absolute opposite way for one of our veterans to go out?
Yes,
I mean, seriously?
Exactly.
Stabbed
you know
by
we'll
foreigners?
Do?
While
that's
he
right.
has no defense, not a home, not no resources.
No care.
No care.
That's exactly it.
Programs, Americans can't even get services from these programs. If you're a white 55-year-old who's lost their house, not on drugs, not doing anything, but your job's been exported. The country was shut down with COVID. You lost your house. They went to talk to Nancy Pelosi. She said, go home. You stupid woman. We don't have a home. But again, this is our fault. Why do we listen to these people? Why do we do what they
say?
Why do we give them our money and access to our children?
That wasn't Pelosi. That was Maxwell that said that. She's always stirring problems, doing everything on purpose. She was telling the homeless to go home. You know, the homeless. She's telling the homeless to go home. I'm like,
yeah.
You know, they don't care. And you know what we'll do? In honor of you, my dear caller, we're going to do a show about how government doesn't care about veterans. We can even talk about the Pat Tillman story.
Wait. We have got to stop that. If when you say that people don't care, oh, the government doesn't care, oh, Joe Biden's incompetent, oh, it's all just a big accident, you take away the power of the truth. The truth is, this is a long-term plan, a la the elders of Zion, you know. This is a plan. This is being done to you. So if we can't get that part straight, and we keep talking about Democrat, Republican, and white, black, rich, poor, young, old, and doing that shimmy, well, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to vibrate right there where you are. You're not going to take a step forward. You're not going to have any power. What I'm saying is, once you understand the truth, like for your cousin that doesn't want to listen to you, say, look, here's the fact. Now, what are you going to do about it? If it doesn't bother you that these people are robbing, raping, and pillaging, ruining the country for your children's future, hey, no problem. Hope you've got some food
put away. Hold on. Speaking of shimmying.
She got a good point there.
Speaking of shimmying, before we lose them, would you like to have a caller, Dr. Lauren? Would you like to speak to him?
Yeah.
I just want to get him before we lose him.
Yeah, no. Anytime you come. Yes, I love him.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Caller dropped. Have him call back in, Mike. We'll get to him.
It's really
early in the show, and I guess you're just sparking people. But okay, I'm sorry. So I'll let you continue. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying we have got to change our strategy. The strategy thus far is listening to what they say and then trembling in fear as it's created with your energy and your money.
Not on
and
this
what
show.
What I'm suggesting. Say again.
Not no, on this show, you won't.
Meaning the French you, meaning the American people. This is what Jordan Maxwell was talking about. They're too dumb.
Yes.
They'll never stop because, you know, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're accountants. Everybody's got their place. Nobody wants to talk about Kelvy Smith. You don't owe any taxes. You don't owe them. Don't pay them. I mean, how much of this crap do you think they could build with none of your money? And by the way, they're done with America. They're cashing it out right now. $30 trillion in debt. Your money's all coming home. You got the Chinese and the Indians going to settle their debt in gold and assets. They're trading, and then the difference is in gold.
V, this is why I sent you that picture earlier about Benjamin Netanyahu, about what he said, about what they want to do to America. She even said it right there.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, no. They're carving you up right now. And this is my point. They get white people to kill white people. Damn. I mean, it's kind of like being in Africa. You got the blacks to kill the blacks. You got the Indians to kill the Indians. Haven't we figured this stuff out yet? I mean,
do you know what that's called? You know that there's a name for that? That's called neocolonialism, in case anybody wants to know.
Yeah, it's called stupid, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That's what it's called. The Irish killing the English. The Irish Protestants killing the Irish Catholics. It's always the same drill. And what I'm saying is, if we would just follow God's Ten Commandments, you can be an atheist and be okay with thou shalt not do murder, can't you? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
No, that has to be a choice, though. That's the
Whitman,
beautiful thing.
What was the one in Michigan? They're going to kidnap her and kill her and, oops, it was all the FBI. Governor Whitless. Whitmer, I think. Michigan.
Well, so how do you feel about DeSantis? Maybe Ted Cruz.
What about Ted Cruz?
How you feel about him? Ted Cruz, DeSantis? How you feel about these guys?
I don't care about any of those people. They're a bunch of, you know, the ones that aren't blackmailed are morons. I don't care what stupid people think. People that don't understand the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 4, I think. The Congress shall meet at least once a year, and such meetings shall be the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Well, 20th Amendment, paragraph Section 2, the new day is January, the third day of January. So you go from meeting at the end of the year to settle issues between states, corporate entities, and you set and you know, and contract law, and then they move it to January 3rd, and it's all about telling us what to do and how to live and how we should raise our children and what kind of toilet we should have and whether or not we can go outside. Now they're down to that. You hear all those people screaming in China, screaming out their windows. 11 million people. Are you kidding me?
Can I just say something right there, please? This is one of the protocols of Zion, where they're going to take our kids away, and they have to do it slowly. So this is why all this is added in kindergarten or in middle school. You know, perversion and confusing the sexes. It's right there
exactly
in their playbook.
Right.
If people just knew that, you know, we never talked about trans in schools 10 years ago. You know, now we gotta. Oh my God, it's sickening.
Well, now, but here's the thing. This is why we have to shortcut it and get right down to it. There's a God in heaven that made each and every one of us. He gave each and every one of us free will to do as we pleased with this life. Now, in this country, when it was developed, when it was founded, it was people with a Christian ethic, meaning if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. This was the rugged came here. That you didn't have any, we didn't have the wussies. We had the third and fourth sons. They weren't going to inherit nothing in England or in Europe. They came here so they could build something for themselves.
Lauren's on fire tonight.
To go back to.
She's on fire tonight, folks.
You can call it white. You can call it Christian. You can call it. Why don't we just call it constructive behavior? Hole or pile.
Right.
You know, you can dig a hole. Or you can build a pile.
Why don't we say that America was founded on land that, and resources that they that Europeans stole from black people and brown people and red people, you know? And we're just
that's,
now
that's
it doesn't
the
really matter.
Truth. That's the
now
that's
it doesn't really matter
truth,
what color you are.
Well, here's the point, though. I'm for Indian tribes that I don't know anything about, okay? But I know that I'm from at least four, and my aunt told me Blackfeet also, which I didn't know about that one. But
everybody's got connections. You always have connections to the First Nations somehow.
Four types of Indian, black slaves from all places. You know Colonial Oil, the one that had the, you know, bad software or whatever got held up for ransom or whatever? It's the largest privately held oil company east of the Mississippi. That's my ancestors. Raymond Demery is still the head of that operation now. My daughter's name is Demery. And Raymond Demery was aide-de-camp for George Washington. And then the other Raymond Demery was major and with Major Oglethorpe's regiment in North Carolina, you know, defending when the British came in the War of 1812 because we didn't want to use their money anymore because they were breaking our backs by controlling the money. This is the founding of the country.
Are we having a break? Are we having to go on break, guys, pretty soon? I don't mean to interrupt, but we're kind of
going everywhere
right now in the show, and we can't, you know, we had things to talk about that we already had planned, so we just want to make sure.
I was just
trying to make the point. We got to stop blaming and looking at skin color, and we got to start just doing the right thing. And that means it's easier to just get down and be decent, upright people than it is to try to go down each subject. Well, how are we going to do education? Well, how are we going to do health care? Well, how are we? No, we aren't going to do anything. Each and every one of us is going to run our own lives and do it however the heck we want to do it. That's called freedom. That's what this country was built on. We need to go back to it. And that means when you have criminals that are using the government in order to enslave and to kill and destroy, that's what they just did with COVID. Dr. Brian Artis, in court, the judge said, so what are we looking at? And he said, textbook eugenics, democide. That's what we have to say. Not that Joe Biden's incompetent or, oh, look, Obama's running everything or, oh, gee, Fauci,
to be honest with you.
They're evil, wicked people doing everything the opposite.
He's a puppet. These presidents, that's why they're always so old. They're already on their way out the door. Okay.
No, that's not true. Trump actually did a pretty good job, relatively speaking. But he said lock her up.
No, he's not a Democrat.
She's a friend.
He definitely said he was going to oppose the left and the liberals and all that stuff. My point is, and this whole Democratic Party, the death by government, democide. People just don't understand that that's actually a thing, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's because it's death by stupid Americans who are too lazy to run their own lives.
Let me just answer what V was saying, please. People have to understand, and this is what Jordan Maxwell was saying. This is what the 92-year-old neighbor was saying that gave me a piece of paper scribbled on 70 years before that when she was in her 20s. She scribbled something saying that nobody really understands what's going on. We are literally going to be living out the genocide that we imposed on other people when we stole their land. This is karma coming back around. We've never had hard times before. You said it before.
But it's not so much karma.
Call.
It's not so much karma is the fruit of our hand. I mean, this is what we're doing. We're killing babies in this country and selling them for parts. We just allowed COVID to kill more people, more 65 and over than World War II killed,
yes.
And more millennials than Vietnam killed. That's what we just allowed. In 1 year, they killed 61,000 millennials, and there are only 58,000 killed in Vietnam. And they killed 300 and I think it was 20-something thousand 65-year-olds and older, and 283,000 died in World War II.
You know what God says? God sits back and says, "There's no ignorance is not an excuse anymore, not with the internet the way it is. And if you don't do anything, in the end, you will be guilty as the people who did the harm to begin with. End of story. That's it.
I'll
tell you what, guys. We got a caller. I think we should let him on. Who is this? We got over 9,000. Where are you hailing from?
Over 9,000. You got over 9,000.
Yeah. What's going on, brother?
That's his name.
I'm here. I want to ask her something. She brought up the Ten Commandments. I wonder why slavery isn't one of the commandments, like thou shalt not enslave another human being. I think that should be the first commandment.
Well, no, but that's the whole point. You don't need a commandment for that. God made
you. No, you don't even need a book. You don't even need any kind of a book.
Well, no, the book's just a freebie. The book's just a helper so you can have life
and
that more
abundantly. Yeah, it doesn't help, though, because you talked about the elders of Zion and Allah, and that's tied to the same book, though. See, that's the problem.
If you read the book, you'll see what's in the book.
I've read the book. I read the book every day.
Okay, well, here,
a lot of bloodshed in that book. A lot of horrible things in that book.
Well, yeah, because men are desperately
wicked. I wish I would have read it a long time ago.
There you go. And here's the thing. Men's hearts are desperately wicked. So what do we expect? You're mad at God because men do bad? Well, no.
No. I like good.
That's why you let a little Jesus, a little truth in your life, and then you don't have
wickedness. I don't think that's truth, though. I think that people are being manipulated by religion. And I think that religion ties into politics quite a bit.
Well, they are being
religion is the armchair of politics, I believe.
I agree with you. Religion is the legion. Remember the legions of Rhea when Jesus took the devils out of, I mean, the spirits out of the man and cast him into the pig.
Well, how do you feel about Donald Trump when he wished Ghislaine Maxwell, he wished her well? How do you feel about that? You think he's still going to do a
good job?
But
see, here's the thing. I don't have an emotional attachment to Donald Trump. Donald Trump was never going to save me.
The word
Donald
religion
Trump doesn't put food in my belly or give me a place to sleep at night.
Lauren, you got to let people talk, okay, please? Lauren, you
got to
let people talk, please? You can't interrupt all the time.
You've
got to let people talk.
I know. I'm terrible.
And then we forget what we were going to say. I forget what I was going to say now, but you know,
religion, and that's binding.
Yes,
religion is binding.
The word religion, thank you, V. In Latin, it comes from religare, which means to bind and to control. And spirituality is the exact opposite. Spirituality allows everybody to do and feel and think and act the way they want. That's my only point.
Right, no, and I agree with you, and that's what God calls free will, and you're free to love him or not, and he is truth. But here's the point. The legions, the religions, are about control. You have to do certain rituals. You have to be there at certain times. You have to do what the group says. The relationship with God through his son, Christ Jesus, is a relationship. The relationship is that you understand the headship of God, then the creation of his son, who sacrificed his life to clear our debt. So we don't have to feel burdened by the things we've done wrong. We've all sinned. We are not perfect. And we know we're forgiven. And so what I'm saying is that relationship is not the same thing as a religion. And so when you look at the Ten Commandments, it's not about bossing you around. I mean, do I want my kid to be murdering people or stealing their stuff or committing adultery or disrespecting their mother and father? Nope.
Okay, well, over 9,000 has another question for you.
Oh, I do. Okay.
I thought you were trying to interrupt.
I got to have a good one. I got to have a good one here. Well, it still comes down to why do you need a book to do all those things? I think people, you're taught.
I can even answer that one for you. Why do you need a government then? Why do you need a police force?
Well,
it's all to control.
I mean, you're not supposed to die and go to some place and pray to the police and sing to them for eternity. That sounds horrible. I mean, we're talking about God here. You're talking about God. I just like to replace that word with good. I believe in good, not God, because the God
well,
of that book,
if, we're
people,
replace it with
if people would read that
truth.
Book, if people would read that book and see all the bloody things in there, there's a lot of blood in there. You know, the blood, like blood sacrifice stuff. What's up with all that? I mean, you know,
well, that's the
why do you have to,
wicked men. That's
why do you have
point.
To sacrifice
Jeffrey
something?
Epstein. Well, the Jeffrey Epsteins are out there murdering kids, the Clintons.
You know what? And you know, the reason why I really, we could be arguing all night long because Lauren wants to talk about the Bible and God's word and his only son,
no,
Jesus.
No, I want to
and
talk
everybody,
about a solution to saving this country before we lose the whole thing.
Well, yeah, we should be back on the political track.
The only thing we can
Mike,
do is
Mike, will you get in on this, Mike, please? Give me a spirit of freedom.
No one can ever win an argument on religion, but we can talk about politics.
You think you're tough,
so
you're about to get it.
Definitely something we need to focus on.
Mike has been
sorry,
around.
Ahead.
Mike has seen.
You think you're tough? You're about to get it.
Mike has seen and heard so much stuff. Mike really is. He has a lot of knowledge from all the stuff he listens to.
The
I know
lines.
He sucks
Take
it all
a listen.
Up. You guys were
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore.
Oops, there he goes. Hey, Mike, I got one for you. Are you ready?
Gentlemen,
yeah.
This is Democracy Manifest.
Uh-oh. I got one for you. This was written 75 years ago by a woman who just died last year. In her honor, I just want to read this. And it's on my wall above the door, written by hand 75 years ago. At this stage of our evolution, we are not capable of changing mass consciousness. We are an insane society rushing headlong to our own destruction, but we are not only content with our own extermination, you know, with each other, but we are now bent on destroying all forms of life on this planet, as well as the critical life support systems.
Amen.
So, you know,
that's
and
right.
This was written 75
She's
years
observing
ago.
An observant woman.
You
so
know,
see, that's what happens when you respect the truth.
Yeah,
so
but there's no belief in there. You can leave your own personal beliefs out of that. It's just a statement. That's all it is. You're not leaning
well,
towards any kind of belief. You know, it's really
well,
beautiful.
Here's the trick, though. God is truth. She was observing the truth. The natural fruit of our irresponsible and destructive behavior is bad stuff. You know, we kill babies and sell them for parts. We have tranny story time with three-year-olds getting humped in the front of the library, and mommy and daddy are all watching. You know, it's a freak show around here. Desmond is amazing, doing a strip
TV. It's Caligula 2.0.
On the 7 in the morning TV show? Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with us? The transportation secretary, he's got his butt buddy, and they gave him babies? What the hell's wrong with us? Because there's an up and a down, a right and a wrong, a constructive and a destructive. If you want to be sodomites, that's fine. But we don't contribute children to that. That we don't. This is what I'm saying. The
Most definitely.
That we're doing destroy. Okay, we
apparently
send
we
our
do.
Children
Lauren,
off to school
Lauren,
to be just lied to, and then we don't understand why they don't know anything, why they have no skill sets, why they have poor morals, poor ethics,
Lauren,
no work
we
ethic
know.
At all.
Lauren, we
I
know.
I mean, they want to play on computers. They want to start at the top. They are content with Netflix and universal
Lauren.
Basic income.
Lauren, you
because
have to,
they think
you
it'll last
have to
forever.
Calm it
and
down.
Then they're going to tell them, just like Jesus. They told the 10-year-olds in Africa, they've got the stuff, the Hutus and the Tutsis, baby. And then it's on. So I'm trying
Hutus,
to head
yes.
that off. And the only way that we can do that is to start acting like we have some sense. Show respect for each other. This is not religious. To respect another man's right to keep the fruit of his labor and run his family as he sees fit. This is the land of free kings. We need to all start acting like that again. And that means we don't sit and watch that idiot box. We don't repeat what they say at the water cooler. We say what we want to hear. When's Fauci going to jail? That's what I want to talk about.
Never.
Okay, okay.
And a
never.
Hold on.
Count the ballot locally.
Fauci is never going
because
to
if
jail.
We're not
going to
do that. Let's stop
hold on.
Elections and all the rest of it. Just
my
God,
Doc Lauren, hold
she's
on.
She's gone. She's gone by herself. I don't know how
you
she does
me,
it.
Have caller.
Caller, do you have any more questions? If not, we got to let you go.
No.
Over 9,000. Okay, come on, over 9,000. Get
well,
in there.
Well, he doesn't do over 9,000 on this show. Thank you. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Hey, COVID-19 yes. is really snake venom. Look that up. Okay, I'm out of here.
That's it. No, that is literally it.
Well,
Thank you.
They've got bad properties. It was built to destroy the population, to get rid of the old people because they can't pay their retirement, to shut down the businesses, and that's what they did. 2 years, two Christmases with no deliveries for, you know, the ships are sitting offshore, but the big Walmarts and them can have their product. So now you got all these homeless people, but the white homeless people can't get any help in America because we got a bunch of brown skins with no skill sets coming in on welfare, bad health, bring your babies. I mean, you know, and all I'm looking
it's
at
all
is
deliberate.
A bunch of people that call themselves patriots and nationalists and
that's
Americans.
What we're talking about. Everything is deliberate. The open borders, open borders by itself brings in a whole, more than 2.5 million up to now. And it's
right.
obvious that, it's obvious that everything else that we have to live down by is all, it's all controlled because, there's no talk about the people at the border having to be tested or having to be, given a shot or having to have masks on. And we do. So right there.
And this is what Jordan Maxwell was talking about how stupid the American people were. Because you got to be stupid. You're going to go fight for Ukraine's border, but yours is open here. And, that's why he was upset and stressed. But that's why I'm saying you got to let that go. Everybody isn't going to make it. That's what we got to understand. So if I'm back to the Bible, if my people who are called by my name will repent and return to me, and that means to the truth. That means, hey, why aren't you sealing the border? And if you won't do the job, get the hell out of the office.
Lauren.
Hold these people
to
account.
Lauren.
Put some people in jail
for
treason.
You can't say that either, dear, because, the people like you and I and everybody listening, we have nothing to do with the decisions that are being made. We are the cattle, behind the wire.
No, that's if you accept being the cattle. And this is the difference. This is why I'm saying. People make their choice about what they want to do. If you want to be collateral for the U.S. government's debt, maintain your condition as a U.S. citizen. Keep on voting in rigged elections and
Lauren,
keep giving them
Lauren,
the free labor
Lauren,
and access
calm
to your
down.
Children.
Lauren,
if you continue to do that, they're going to continue to kick your ass and take your stuff.
Lauren,
now they're
tell
killing your
Luca.
Kids.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother me. I'm brown. I can blend.
Wow. Yeah,
all these people running
Luca.
Up in here. Shoot.
Yes, Mike.
Lauren.
Talk to us.
I'm trying to tell you.
I can't wait. I'm going to have this guy on the show. He literally started up a church. I believe he's the son of the guy from of the Moonies cult. But he started his own church, and everybody prays with rifles and pistols in their hands. And they go out target practice after church. I can't wait to have this guy on the show. That's the mindset I'm on. I had the Red Pill Militia there in Minnesota. I mean, I the idea of being the cattle, being somebody who's not making the decisions. Once these decision making gets to where it's completely out of hand, to where it's it's already obvious, but when there's no more point in waiting for people to wake up. It's going to take a very small percentage of us, maybe like 1% of us, to just put that red dot, put that crosshairs in the right few places for us to start to be able to feel a little free again, to breathe again.
Well, here's the thing. And this 3%. Is where you get back into the Bible and you're asking, why do we have to have this damn Bible?
3%.
Why do we have to have this
Bible? No, let's keep
it
simple.
Let me just tell
Lauren,
you why
no.
it is, though.
Let's keep it simple, okay? Keep the Bible out of it for a minute. He said 1%, okay? You got to stay in the borders of what we're talking about.
You want to fight a fleshly battle with people who've got all the weapons you've paid for, billions of dollars in the military. And you want to fight them? You don't need to fight them. Just quit giving them your money and doing what they say. Isn't that easier? Teach your children real stuff.
He's talking about the 1% of the people that are awake enough
that are
going to
go
able
shoot
to
somebody
something.
And then kick this, off this, a civil war
no,
inside this country.
No,
you don't need to kill them. You need to try them for the criminal activities. You need to expose and overturn them.
That's not what he
not
was saying.
With them.
He's
you don't
talking
need to fight
about
them. You're superior
he's talking
to
about
them.
Lauren, he's talking about the people that are awake enough to help educate other people. So I'm correcting him by saying it's 3%. Because
in 1776, I thought he was talking about picking up weapons and shooting people, and I'm thinking, no,
Let me put it this way.
If you stop doing what the establishment wants, you become a criminal. You immediately get put in jail.
No, that's not true. I live this life. It's not true. What I'm telling you is,
the extremes that are coming up,
you're afraid of an illusion. They don't put anybody in jail. Like I said, go to hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv. He would be a great guest to have on. Better Business Bureau.
Okay, let me ask you something.
You still get all of your bank accounts that the IRS doesn't bother at all. You get your passport from the State Department.
Lauren, take a break. Listen.
Let's say, you don't like how things going. You stop paying your taxes.
I haven't paid taxes since
1994. You don't file your income tax return.
I don't file because that is a contract. You are the sub. You are. Oh my God. Okay.
I don't either. I don't either. I know there are loopholes.
Lauren.
Either
for a minute.
Lauren.
Take a moment to breathe and listen. Just listen for a minute.
Just hang out. Okay. We've been here. We've done this. Listen to V.
You decide that you're not going to take that shot. You decide you're not going to do what it takes as far as anything mandated to keep your job. Okay, you don't have a job. Let's say you're not the richest person or you don't have any money saved up. You're on the streets because you can't pay for a place to live. You're either going to get into crime.
You don't have to cold turkey it, but what I'm saying is we have time right now. Your money is still worth something. For people who've got 401ks, you've got your money sitting in these bank accounts.
Lauren, I'm going to drop you. We get it. Lauren.
I mean, if they run up and down and take the profits from, and, you know, you're just sitting around getting screwed and your money's losing value. What I'm saying is
it's
we have
called
got to
exempt.
Change what we're
Lauren,
doing.
Lauren,
if
Lauren.
If you've got money in a 401k, you better build a house and make a rental. Or, you know, electricity, you're an electrician.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Lauren.
Sit with your friends, a couple of electrician friends. You guys open up a shop. You teach your children. You train your children a skill set. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
We have to change the way
Lauren,
we
Lauren, Lauren, I'm dropping you. You're going off the air.
Hold on.
We just wanted to thank the caller for calling, and we're really happy to have you on and to have your thoughts.
But I wasn't done. So let's say you're one of these individuals. Okay, and you don't want to follow an illegal order from a police officer. This officer is going to rough you up anyways because he has been given the authority, even though it's not legal authority, but he's been given the authority to do what he wants, and he's going to rough you up and place you in jail. Now, and that has been a lot of the cases.
Lauren, okay. Lauren is still going.
Lauren,
you have to stop.
Lauren. I'm telling you, I've been in court.
Oh, my God.
I've been in with police
Lauren,
officers.
It's simple.
Hey, driving on a suspended license.
Oh, my
they
God.
They wanted to tow my car. I said, I'm not driving. I'm traveling in my private conveyance.
No driving, no license.
And I said, go call your superior.
Oh, my God.
And that's what he did. And when he came back, he said, well, I can't take you to jail. But you can't
she
drive
should have a
car.
Show
said,
of her own.
Okay.
She's wonderful.
She has a show of her own.
Lauren, thank you for calling. We got to go.
Well, hold on. Is she still going?
Not yet. Lauren, you have
I'm not
Lauren,
sure you
stop!
Me
Lauren,
to do.
Lauren, Lauren, please. Have a conversation. It's not a
have
big deal. You have like an hour and 30 minutes. Please. Have a conversation.
I'm sorry. I'm here, V.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks.
So what about these situations where, for example, the cop is given the extra authority to do something. I don't care whether you think it's legal or not. You're one of these people who are not going to go with it, but you get roughed up and put in the back of the squad car to jail anyways. Now you've got
bad things happen. This is what I'm saying. You keep trying to bring up a worst case scenario. And what I'm trying to tell you is when I get pulled over, when I'm driving with, when I'm traveling in my private conveyance and I don't have insurance,
a lot of people got put in jail for COVID-19. A lot of people got put in jail because they didn't want to wear a mask. They didn't want to do this. They didn't want to do that. These were not worst case scenarios. These are real scenarios.
If you are a U.S. citizen, you don't have any rights. Those civil rights that they talked to you about, those are less than rights. That's a choice that you make as a U.S. citizen. You are the minor in the contract. You are there to do as you're told. They will take care of your retirement and your health, but you must obey the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes attendant in being an admiralty statutory U.S. citizen. There is that status, and then there's the status of a free man, a child of the living God, superior to all government. That's what it is to be a state citizen. When they issue your passport, it looks just like a U.S. passport. They're the same color, but when you hand it to the cop, it's like a diplomatic passport. You're special. You are not chattel. You are not a contracted minor in the contract. And this is what I'm trying to... People don't want to hear it. Oh, but what if they do
Lauren,
this? Oh, but what if they do
Lauren,
that?
Well, Lauren,
that thing's happened. Carjacking's happened.
Lauren.
I've been doing this for 20 years, and I don't get anything but them looking at what I tell them. They look at the facts and the evidence.
Lauren.
And they move on down the road. There's no
Lauren,
money to be made
Lauren,
here.
Lauren.
How starve the deep state of their money?
Yes. You can
absolutely.
Just literally,
and they
Lauren.
Need your money.
Oh, it's not absolutely. How would one go about doing so? How would one go about doing so and still being able to thrive in life?
I give up.
Set up your own enterprises. Change the way that you live. I live, you know, very simply. I'm on a farm. I grow my food. I have greenhouses. I have an apothecary. So I do. Now I'm a naturopathic doctor. So I have my clients. They pay me. There's people we trade. I grow as many of my herbs as I can, but it's like six pages of herbs just when I order. So it's
Lauren,
I can't grow it all. But
Lauren, can you hear me?
Because I don't know what I'm going to do when China and India start telling me I've got to pay them $100 a pound for something that I get to pay, you know, $18 or $30 a pound for now. What am I going to do?
Yes. Lauren.
Well, and
Lauren.
This is my point. This is
Lauren.
The challenge. This is what living is. What we need to do is stop going along with all their crap. It's like when they did the
Lauren.
Strip searching and fingering your children to get on a plane.
Lauren. Lauren from Ohio.
Lauren. Listen to me. Okay, so I get living off the grid. I talk about people
no,
should be communes all
the
time.
Off the grid, the
but realistically... the people aren't going to give up their technology. They're not going to give up their way of living with the technology and amenities that we have in modern day society. So we need to come up with another way to starve the deep state. Yes?
You're not going to come up with another way. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody's not going to make it. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
That was the next point. That was my next point, Lauren. That was my next point. Not everybody's going to make
That's
it.
That's right. Nope.
Can you please just
hey,
write
if
exempt?
If you will yield to the truth,
Lauren!
And your life, alter the way you live. It takes years to do this. I was a drug rep. I was killing
Lauren.
People with drugs. And I mean, I don't know. I didn't understand.
I know
what was
you
going
hear me,
on.
Lauren.
I
Lauren.
Ask them, well, why do people have hypertension? Or why do people have. They
she
say,
care.
Oh, it's idiopathic. We don't know.
Okay, B, is
Lauren!
This the Lauren show? Did I just call into the Lauren show? Is that what it is? Or is it the
yes.
V show?
Luca.
Well,
Luca.
I'm not sure where
Luca.
This is going.
Luca, jump in there, Luca.
Jesus. Luca, if I can.
I'm sorry, Luca. I didn't mean to offend you, dear. I thought I was supposed to be talking.
Lauren,
I was the guest.
Lauren, I
swear
sorry. To God.
I didn't,
being
I'm
a guest
not
does
sure
not
how
mean.
This show works. Oh, I love what you guys do. I don't mean to offend you. If you.
No, let's just have more of a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's all.
I was
back
having fun, but Luca, yes. What do you think?
Jesus Christ, can I talk to Luca for 5 seconds? Luca. Do you understand that when you...
Well, why don't you pitch something into the
never
conversation?
Mind. Lauren, go ahead.
What are you thinking of right now? Except
Luca,
that I talk too much.
It's usually not the caller that takes control of the whole show and that guides it wherever it wants to go. The caller is usually calling about the subject that we're having, that we're discussing, and then the other callers can call in. But you're taking us for a long ride in your life and what you're doing, which is wonderful. But that's not what this show is supposed to be about. So, you know, this is an hour now. So, I'd like to hear.
Okay, I must have misunderstood. Called me and said, "Do I want to be a guest on the show?"
Yes, Lauren, a guest per conversation, not speeches. Come on, back and forth. Just talk with us, back and forth.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought we were trying to figure out how we could save this nation, and
Lauren.
So I totally had the wrong idea. What was your idea? Of
holy crap! Is your name Lauren? If your name is Lauren, please stop talking and let me ask you.
What you were trying to cover. Wow. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Wow. I'm doing the best
Lauren.
I can here.
Lauren,
I've got Mike in the background there screaming at you. That's all.
I give up.
So saving America. Let's save America. Are you a part of that Thrive movement? Are that Save America Trump stuff?
I'm not a part of any movement. I'm not a part of any movement. I'm just here to make the world a better place as best as I can, and to respect each man and the Constitution that protects this nation and the republic that it's supposed to be, and to go back to that. If we go back to that, we can have another, you know, maybe a rebirth, a Nineveh, you know, another go. If not, we're going down in flames.
I like the sound of that. But hey,
time for a break.
Go to commercial break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this... This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends will write the broadcast system. Now you must all civil unrest has gone if you hear this. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.